The Mind Aware, 626.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here and that we get to hang out and spend some time together. Hey, I've been meaning to tell you something. Do you know how I'm always asking you to leave a podcast review? Well, little known side fact, if you leave a review on iTunes for this show, it's saying how awesome it is and how much you love it. You can include like the name of your company or your business in the review. You know, just be creative in the writing of it. And guess what? You get exposure for your business. I actually should do a whole training on this because it's a great way to get exposure for your business. You can do podcast reviews. You can do Amazon book reviews, all sorts of stuff. But anyway, thank you for taking a second and doing it, because when you write those words, it makes a huge difference for us on iTunes and iHeart and all of those amazing places. So today, I would like to ask you, are you consistent with your day-to-day? Are you feeling motivated with your day-to-day? That's what our listener wants to know. Here's what she wrote in. I'd like to know how to be motivated and stay more consistent with my daily efforts. And then she also likes small print. Of course, attracting clients is huge too. But we're going to talk today about staying motivated and being consistent with daily efforts. And so I've got a few points I want to make about this. The first one should come as no surprise, which is, say it with me, train your brain. It's so funny because what I talk about, it's ridiculously simple, right? It's almost embarrassing to show up here day in, day out, week in, week out, and say the same things. But the truth is, we all need this reminder, and we all need to be on top of this more than anything else. The way we think makes a difference. And more importantly, you can be a proactive thinker in your head. You can shift the thought you're thinking at any given moment. So actually, I want to tell you a little story, and I'm going to come back and talk about this being consistent with daily efforts and staying motivated. Because what happens when you don't feel motivated, you're usually saying a little phrase in your head that sounds like, I'm not motivated. I'm not motivated. I don't feel like doing anything. I'm not motivated. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't have any motivation. I've lost my mojo. Now, how many sentences did I just say there? Five sentences? And don't you all immediately just start to feel like, wah, 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 wah. Like you lose your mojo, right? You lose your motivation when you speak like that and you talk like that. So how do you shift it? You speak differently and you talk differently. And so here's the story I want to tell you, because literally this just happened to me this morning. So I was in the kitchen this morning and I was making something. And I noticed that I kind of woke up with some extra aches and pains. I was like, really was a little stiff. There's been a weather change here. So I kind of felt like, oh, it's age and maybe I've got inflammation. And I could just hear that dialogue start in my head about, this is the way it is now. I'm just going to have aches and pains and I'm getting older and that's life. And the conditioning that we get over and over and over and over again in our culture. Luckily, I did the thing, the only thing that matters, and that is I woke up and I was aware and I became present in the moment. I became present to my own life and I became present to my thoughts. And I busted myself. Oh my gosh, I'm sitting here thinking this. What am I doing? Dana Wild, you know better than that. And so just for kicks, I thought I'm just going to start saying, actually, I feel pretty good. Man, I'm feeling great. I'm really feeling good. And I didn't even totally believe it, but I just wanted to feel the effects of the words on my actual body, on the actual aches and pains. And so I just started saying just a few words like, hey, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm actually feeling pretty good. Well, I'm actually feeling pretty good. And what I noticed is instantly I started to feel good in my body. What happened was with those thoughts, I started to shift the way I was holding my body. I was thinking, you know, and try it yourself right now with that phrase. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good these days. And don't you notice that you shift your body. Your shoulders go back a little bit. You stand up a little straighter and you start to feel pretty good. Not 21 days later, everybody, oh, it takes 30 days to instill a new habit. Oh, it takes 21 days to shift things. No, instantly I thought different thoughts. And with those different thoughts, I almost unconsciously, but luckily I was aware of it, started to shift my body. You start to shift the emotions, you start to shift the way you feel, and suddenly I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good. How long did I maintain it? I maintained it a couple of minutes and then I caught myself doing it again. And then I went back to I feel pretty good story, caught myself with the old story of like, oh, I got aches and pains again. And so it was my morning routine this morning, busting myself several times in a row to get myself on track, to get momentum with the new story that I feel pretty good. Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. Things are going pretty well. And so this is the ticket. When I say point number one is you've got to train your brain, this is what I'm talking about. If you are going to be a lazy thinker and think thoughts like, I'm not motivated, I'm not motivated, I'm not motivated, I'm not motivated, you're not going to be motivated. It's just not possible. You can't think that thought and feel motivated at the same time. And so what each and every one of us are doing here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox is we're busting ourselves. We're busting ourselves to think the better thought, to live the better life, to feel better, to get that emotional momentum so that we get the better results because we're thinking with the better brain and we're using our best selves and we're showing up in the world in a new way. And it doesn't have to be hard and you don't have to think of some really complicated mantra and you don't have to even be good at doing rants. You just have to think one sentence that kind of is ballpark right and your body will react. Your brain will react. Your reticular activating system will react. So point number two I want to make, because it's brought up in this actual request, is about staying consistent with daily efforts. And all of those words are just like, kind of like black. Who first of all wants daily efforts? Who wants efforts? And not just any old efforts. You have to do them every day. And then you have to be consistent, which is another word that's like discipline, where it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even want this job. I don't want to be consistent with daily efforts. That just sounds like work, work, work. So I know this is counterintuitive, but drop all of that. Drop all of that, because that's language that comes from the idea that it's action that builds your business, and it's not action that builds your business. The way you think builds your business. So I wouldn't worry so much about consistency and daily efforts. You know, this might be a feel good for you. And so I'm going to address that in my third point. All right. I don't want to be too flippant here because not everybody feels like daily efforts is jail like me. There are some people who are really designed for productivity and habits. And so I do want to talk about that. Before I get to it, I want to address that the daily habit, the daily consistency is daily consistency in mindset, not daily consistency in efforting. Because when you're taking effort, when you're thinking that it's consistent daily effort that builds your business, then whenever you stop that consistent daily effort, so does your business stop. And if it was consistent daily effort that built your business, then it would have to be that every successful person in the world, when you line them against the wall, 100% or 95% of them are all about consistent daily effort. And it's just not true. Many, many, many successful people delegate everything, and they're just the big thinkers in their business. Many of them aren't consistent in the way they do their business at all. They're like the creative geniuses. There's all sorts of different kinds of actions that get you to the top. There's no consistency amongst those top performers in action. There's no common thread. There's no consistency. There's no common denominator in relationship to action. They don't have that in common. But what they do have in common is they all think differently than the person who's not successful yet. So consistency with your daily mindset. And how do you do that? Please see point number one. Bust yourself, get momentum, catch yourself again, even if it's 2 minutes later. Keep doing it until it becomes a habit and a way of thinking. Final point I want to make here, and this is a very quick tip that's going to just counteract what I just said in point number two, because I've been doing something lately that's been a big feel good for me in relationship to daily habits. Because sometimes we say those phrases like, oh, let's have consistent daily effort. And it's like, wah, 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 feel bad, right? And so how do we make doing some tasks that are good tasks for us that we like to do or things that we like to do, feel good habits? And so for me, I have a real short list of like, if I do these things, these are the important things in my business. So for me, the important things in my business are recording this podcast and sending an email regularly, a few times a week. And so my list, my daily list says write an email. And then my weekly list says record a podcast. And the reason it's been a feel good for me to have a real short list, and there are a few more things on it that are what I'm considering the things that I love to do that also engage the people who are in our following and build my audience and gain traffic and gain sales and all of that. But the reason this short list has helped me a lot, this list, I just call it list of daily habits, is that I know when that list is done, I can take the rest of the day off. And so now for me, I have tied that list to money, and I have trained my brain that if I do that list, I make money. Now, remember a second ago where I said, oh no, you don't connect it to action, because then if you don't take that action, you don't make the money. And that's true. That's exactly how I'm training my brain. But I know that when I want to make the shift and train it differently, I can train it anytime. And right now, I like working. I'm looking to work less and make more. How can I do just a few daily things and make more money? How can I do just a few things and make more money? I'm raised in the same culture that you're raised in too. I've got the same programming that everybody's got, with that money is related to action and money is related to work. And I, just like you, am shifting this and changing this and finding ways to trick myself and work less and make more and think better thoughts and do different things or do easier things or focus in on one or two things and build my business. And every year it gets better and better and better and better. It's kind of like if you want to break a habit of drinking coffee every day. Some people are cold turkey people where you just go one day and you get the headache and you break the habit. But sometimes it's easier. You go from 12 ounces to 11 ounces to 10 ounces to 9 ounces of coffee. And so this little trick has helped me with the daily effort daily working, daily habits, daily consistency thing. Have a very short list. If I do these things every day, this is what's making me money. These things can be done by even sometimes 10 in the morning, and then the rest of the day is yours to do whatever you want to, and you've trained your brain that action, those few actions, are what is making your money and building your business. And I know that makes sense because you're a brain trainer, so you totally get that. So, quick couple of things. First of all, let's say you're new to the sandbox and you say, I don't get why training my brain or the reticular activating system is so important. Check out 60secondworkshop.com. You will learn everything you need to know in 60 seconds. If you watch the whole video series, it'll take you 8 minutes. 60secondworkshop.com. Next time on the show, I've got somebody asking about how to train their brain so they don't sabotage themselves. Ooh, that's going to be a good one, right? And until then, what are we saying? What are we telling ourselves? I'm starting to feel so much better. Things are starting to go good. I'm starting to feel motivated. Starting to feel like doing something. Feels so good to feel motivated. I love being motivated every day. I love doing my little list. It's so great to do my little short list every day and feel good. I got so much motivation. It's so easy to build my business. I love working less and making more. Yeah, that's how we do it. Work less, make more, train your brain, be happy, feel good, show up as the best you. That's the easy way to grow a business.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?